America weekend.
Love and marriage, love and marriage go together.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Cara DeFalco.
I am a husband. I have been one for nearly a quarter of a century. How did I make it this far? Well, you try to avoid conflict. You hide when you can.
Yeah.
and you just try to go along to get along. Isn't that the secret to any happy marriage?
I think so. I've been a wife for just about 3 years now. So.
See, well, you'll understand.
I was going to say, everyone teases us because they say, oh, you guys still actually like each other.
Wow, you're still in that stage?
We still, yeah.
Wow,
he's
good for you.
He's my favorite person.
You know what? That's lovely. That is so, so nice. All right, there are things husbands do, though, when they are secretly annoyed at their wives. You can't just openly display this annoyance.
No.
Because it will cause you so much trouble and strife and heartache. It's not worth it. But you do them when you are secretly annoyed.
Yes.
And you try to sneak them out there. This from the Huffington Post. The first one, we both read a lot when we are mad at each other. Needless, our local public library doesn't have very many books that we haven't read. This is Mike Berry. He's a blogger at Confessions of an Adoptive Parent. Okay, first of all, nobody goes to the library anymore. They have Netflix. They have Nook. They have So I think Mike's like 82 years old, but that doesn't matter. Reading. I've noticed that as my wife and I have gone along in our marriage, our reading has increased. So she's got her magazines. I've got my stuff that I'm reading online. Do you find yourself reading more as your marriage goes along?
No, honestly. I don't find that I have the time to read for anything. Mm. I love to read, though, and I love a real book. So the whole, because my husband will tease me all the time. He goes, oh, you should just download that. Just download. I'm like, you don't understand. I want to turn a page. I love the smell of paper. I love how like a brand new book smells. Barnes & Noble is one of my favorite places. My brother and I, when we used to to hang out, like we would go to like Barnes & Noble, get a little cup of coffee and hide ourselves in the rack somewhere and just read books that we couldn't otherwise afford to buy. I love a good book.
And the sound of a real hardcover book when you open it up and it cracks.
Yes, that crack when you break the binding.
Cracks. The binding cracks and there's this magical little sound.
Yeah.
And I'm like you because I don't like reading books off of my tablet because after you finish reading, you close your eyes and you just have that white hue,
glow,
that glow that you cannot shake for hours afterwards. That can't be good for your brain.
No, I don't think so. But I could see why if you're aggravated with somebody, you know, reading is kind of one, a way to calm yourself down and two, a means to not necessarily have to discuss the issue with the, not right now I'm reading.
Right. Yes, leave me alone.
It's an avoidance method.
I'm in the middle of my article. Second one, my hearing gets worse. I'm suddenly deaf to all requests or orders, but somehow I can still hear the oven timer ding. There's no reason a perfectly good frozen pizza should ever suffer because we're fighting. This is from James Breakwell, author of the webcomic James Breakwell's Unbelievably Bad Webcomic. All right, well, that's true. You can always feign a hearing issue. What? Oh, I didn't hear you. Oh, I didn't hear you. We'll get
you,
though, only so far.
Are you guys feigning that? Because even when he's not mad at me, sometimes he doesn't hear a blessed thing.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious now that married men do not hear as well as married women.
No,
because, or
clearly.
Or at least I've been told that. Because don't you remember when I said, you don't know how many things.
No, he doesn't.
See, and in my house, you don't know how many conversations are predicated with the phrase, don't you remember when I told you.
Who?
That's coming from her to me, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And it puts me immediately on the defensive, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because I'll say things, and I'll be like, okay, and don't remember we're doing X, Y, and Z on Saturday. Mm. What? You never said that.
See?
I definitely did. And it's in the Google Calendar.
Google Calendar.
We share a Google Calendar.
See that? So there. Well, that's a failsafe. So he has no excuse.
No excuse.
So the poor hearing is
You get an email directly to that thing that's always in your hand anyway.
Wow.
I don't want to hear about
it. See, in my case, when I tend to forget something like that, and I've been reminded that she's been
reminding me that,
yes. Then she offers the unsolicited medical advice, such as maybe you should get your hearing checked or your ears cleaned out.
Yeah.
And that takes us from the inquisitive to the quite pissed as she starts to kind of just degenerate over the behavioral scale.
Yes.
We are helping people left and right.
Are we?
Yes, we are. Now you understand what I'm going through.
Yes.
All right. Here's one that I would probably think would be annoying to the woman, and I would not do this one. I'll usually hum or whistle a random song after the conversation is over. I guess my subconscious mind knows that if I mumble anything stupid out of frustration, I'll probably regret it. This from Jameson Van, blogger at Unsolicited Truth. Well, all right. You can kind of play little songs in your head, but don't let them slip out, because if you start humming or whistling as you're being talked to, that is not good. That's going to lead to a fight.
I see where he was going with that. It was a way of occupying his mouth so nothing else slipped out. But actually, he does go on to say, he goes, but it didn't really work out for me because she caught on to the fact that I only hum when I'm annoyed, and that annoys her all the more.
Ah, see that? He's got to tell.
This guy can't win.
See, but if I started humming in the middle of a conversation with my wife, there would be so much hell to pay.
Yeah.
And it's disrespectful.
No, let's be honest. My husband's a mumbler. He will, like, if I feel that I kind of put my foot down in it, you know, he'll walk away muttering a little.
No good.
Then I pretend I'm hard of hearing. What?
See?
What'd you say?
See, and then you're both hard of hearing.
Yeah.
But maybe that's good. You can't hear each other and the fight doesn't escalate any further. Number four, usually I retreat to my office or music room, light a few candles, shove Bluetooth buds into my ears, and put some vinyl on my turntable. To complete the ensemble, I flip open my laptop and pretend I'm busy working on an article or editing photos. Blah, blah, blah from Jeff Bogle, blogger at Out With The Kid. All right, first, that is pretty good. I can do that.
Yeah.
Because I can say, I've got work to do. I'm going down into my studio, and I run down the stairs. I escape to my studio, and there I am. Now, since I've actually said this on the air, I can't pull that anymore.
No, I think that the retreating is actually a good thing. And if I recall correctly, I think a lot of marriage experts actually kind of encourage that, where you know, before you say something stupid,
walk away,
take a minute. Calm down, do something you like or love, put your thoughts together, put your words together carefully, and then come back to it.
Right.
And I think, you know, I'm more the jumpy one. I'm the one who probably has to take more time to do that, because my husband will do that. He'll shut his mouth. He'll not speak to me until I push him about it. And then he'll kind of let loose a little bit. But he'll go and sit down and like play some video games or something and be like, I can't talk to you right now. Because he doesn't want to say something mean or nasty.
But I think that's a good thing.
No, it is.
It is a good thing. Because what happens is one will say something else. Then it always starts to be, let me one-up you.
Yeah.
Yes, let me one-up you and try to say this. And then it goes off into just nasty land.
Yeah.
And you never want to go to nasty land.
And you don't want to do that.
The next one, when I'm mad, I insist on talking it through. But that's only after I have been silent for a while, accompanied by lots of huffing and puffing.
Go.
See, that's from Stephen Lake from Talk to Me, How to Communicate with Women. Well, first of all, huffing and puffing, never good. Because outward displays of just pissy emotion, that's not going to get you any brownie points in the middle of an argument.
No.
All that does is that's gas on the fire. That's what that is. Do you huff and do you puff?
Once in a while.
You do?
Once in a while.
You do?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. And I'll get a, why are you rolling your eyes? Why are you,
You ever talk to your dog in the middle of an argument? Do you ever bring Roxy into it? This is number six. One of the worst things I do involves talking passive-aggressively to my wife through a third party, usually our son or the dog. Did you see what she did there? She told me she was going to do that, but she never told me. Why would you involve your dog or your child in this?
Definitely not your kid.
No.
Definitely.
Not even the dog. Come on.
The dog, you're not hurting the dog, but don't involve your kid. That's not good for that. Yeah, no. And he does say this is one of the worst things that he does. No, not really. I'll tell you what. Roxy is very funny because Roxy's very jealous.
Mm-hmm.
So Roxy will involve herself if my husband and I are hugging or kissing. All of a sudden, one of us is getting jumped on our back.
Aww,
and, me too.
That's cute. Yeah. Roxy wants to be involved.
Roxy
family love.
Yeah,
Roxy
she's like,
wants to be there.
Love me too.
I like that.
Yeah, no. But if we're fighting, she's like, oh my go sit in my mat in the other room.
Aww.
Like, she's good. My dog is very energy sensitive.
Wow. And really?
Yes.
She picks up on things. All right. One of the other ones here. Things get louder in the house. Normal everyday tasks become louder when one is upset.
Yes.
Let's say you're loading the dishwasher. You start slamming the dishes into said dishwasher.
Yeah.
You pound the dishwasher closed. And so all of the tasks in the house that you escape to during an argument become much louder than they normally would be.
Yeah. And we both do that.
We'll both do it.
Like I'll go in the kitchen and start to do the dishes, but I'm clanking them around.
Clank, clank. Have you ever broken one in the middle of all this?
Not out of anger. More often than not, I break something out accidentally just by being a putz.
Oh,
but.
Well. The putz segment is next week.
Yes, exactly.
All right, we got time for one more here. I know that showing my frustration won't help the situation, so I just disappear. I'll go surfing or work on a project in my shop. By the time I come back, I've forgotten what I was annoyed about, and she's moved on to something else. Wait a minute. What's the guarantee that they're going to forget? Because I'm afraid I'm going downstairs for 2 hours. I'm coming upstairs. She's still ready.
Yeah, no. Women do not forget. And the problem is, and this is, I think, one of kind of those battle of the sexes issues.
Yeah.
Women don't forget. And even if you don't talk to her about it or lay it out right then and there, the next argument you get into, this one's going to come up too.
Yes.
Which you're not supposed to. And I really try to focus on be like, talk about what you're annoyed about right now, yes. not what you were annoyed about last week.
And all of a sudden, that argument becomes like a whole season on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's like you've got the 10 episodes, and you start streaming the whole thing. And you go from issue to issue to issue to yes. issue. All of a sudden, you're at episode 10, and you're still fighting about what kicked off the season in episode 1.
Totally. Yes.
This is wonderful.
Yes.
We are saving marriages. We are saving relationships.
Talk to your spouse.
Minute by minute by minute. And if you have to avoid your spouse,
just tune into the show instead, and hopefully we make you smile.
Don't read on Kindles or Nooks. Get a lot of books. These are the things we're learning. Get real books, okay? Take them downstairs. Enjoy yourself. Bring the dog with you because you want to keep the dog on your side.
Yes.
Bring the kids with you as well. You want to keep them on your side. And you will have the happiest, most successful marriage in the history of the world. Unbelievable.
That's it.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.